This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. soldier Travis King is on his way home after being expelled by North Korea. We'll get more on the story from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The investigation continues into a fire at a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq where more than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured. We get more from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. The Oversight and Accountability Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives is holding a hearing today in an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Republicans allege that Biden was vice president. His son Hunter Biden used the family's name to advance his business with foreign clients. This is VOA News. The staffs of television shows are returning to work as the Writers Guild of America declares its strike over after nearly 5 months. We get more on that story from AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraleta.
The late-night talk shows will be back on the air by Monday. They were among the first shows affected by the Writers Guild of America strike. Bill Maher says his show Real Time will return on Friday. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver will be on the air Sunday. WGA leaders approved its contract Tuesday and told its members they may return to work. Scripted series might take longer to return since the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA is still on strike in a separate contract dispute with major studios. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Two automakers have announced a recall of nearly 3.4 million vehicles here in the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Hyundai and Kia recall covers several car and SUV models from the 2010 through 2019 model years, including Hyundai's Santa Fe SUV and Kia's Sorento SUV. According to documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short. That can trigger a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. The automakers are advising owners to park outdoors and away from structures until repairs are done. Both Hyundai and Kia say they'll send out notification letters to owners in November. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. students' math skills have falling, that is, far behind their international peers. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong has that story.
The Defense Department urges U.S. schools to vamp up education in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, because the upcoming generation's math skills are getting too bad to support the country's future innovations. It says there are 8 times as many college graduates in STEM in China and 4 times as many engineers in Russia as in the U.S. And here comes the dilemma. Technology and data-related job opportunities grow rapidly, while few U.S. high school students are ready for college-level math. I'm Tiffany Wong.
7 U.S. Republican presidential candidates sparred sharply at a debate Wednesday night, each trying to break from the pack to become the main challenger to former President Donald Trump, who holds a commanding lead for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, even as he faces 4 criminal indictments. Trump did not participate in the last 2 debates, including Wednesday night, snubbing the party debate, which immediately drew a rebuke from 2 of his opponents. Trump strategically figured he had nothing to gain by appearing on the same stage as the opponents, with the closest rival 40% lead over behind Trump, that is.